Blog Talk Radio.
No! Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord God. You brought us this far. We thank you, Brother God, not to leave us, oh God. We thank you.
Yes.
For your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you for doing it one more time. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We've come too far to give up now. Hallelujah. How many of us have come too far to give up now?
I have come too far to give up now.
Jesus.
I've come way too far to give up now. I didn't come by myself.
Amen.
I had someone that was leading me and someone that was guiding me.
Jesus.
And that very one that's been leading me and guiding me.
My God.
It's up to me not to get off the path.
Jesus.
See, the footprints have already been laid in the sand.
Yes, Lord.
Been laid in the soil.
Yes, God.
The way have already been made.
Yes, Lord.
So I've come too far.
Too far.
To turn back now.
My Lord.
And I've come too far.
Hallelujah.
To think that Jesus is already like he's been left him because he ain't left. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
How many I know you come too far? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has brought you too
yes.
far for you to give up now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You know, the Bible says trials and tribulations will come. Don't let it
right.
chase you. Don't let it chase you.
That's
You've
right.
come too far. Hallelujah. God bless
yes.
everyone that's in service today. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome,
welcome,
welcome to Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to Sunday service.
Yes, I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Doris A. Manning.
And we are the Gospel Public
Ministry.
Amen. We on cue today. We see everybody at church today. We're so glad to see everybody
yes.
here. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day.
Yes. Thank God.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes. I was glad when they said unto me,
yes.
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know healing is in the house?
Yes.
Deliverance in the house?
Yes.
Peace in the house?
Yes.
Joy in the house?
Yes.
Happiness in the house?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Forgiveness is in the house.
Hallelujah. Don't forget about forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness is in the house. Hallelujah. Be made new.
That's
see,
right.
Be restored today. Amen. Restoration
yes.
is in the house.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome. We see, churches, tags, Sister Connie Northern, God
Amen.
Bless you. Our grandmother Helen and our newest member to the Gospel Public Ministries, our mother Kathy Hudson. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Sister Dylan, my mother.
Yes.
Hello, Jayla Kenya, Victoria Williams, welcome.
Amen.
Evangelist Kimberly Ruffin, the whole Ruffin family, welcome. Evangelist Darina Dudley, hallelujah. Welcome one more time. Hello, Brother Lund. Bless you. God bless your family.
Yes.
Amen. Cousin Doretha Jones, Cousin Brenda Gail Carter, hallelujah, family and friends, and all of our guests today. If it's your first time being with us here in Sunday service with the Gospel Public Ministry, me and my husband, we want to personally welcome you
Amen.
Today. We want to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All you have to do is press one. So we can personally welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, or you've been here but you've never been officially welcomed by us, let us welcome you today. Let us pray for you and with you. Amen.
Yes.
Don't keep quiet.
I like to see when the church get packed.
Amen.
You know, when the church get packed, that means, you know, there are people that are coming in, you know, to receive the word.
Yes, Lord.
And that's the best thing that you can do in your life is to receive the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Look
God.
All these smiling faces.
Yes.
How many places we could have been this morning?
My God.
Some people didn't even wake up this morning.
We thank God.
But we thank God for being amongst the land of the living.
Amen. Come believe in you all.
Opportunity
yes.
to assemble together. You know, the Bible tells us, forsake not the assembly of yourselves.
Amen.
So we thank God for you.
Amen. Welcome. Amen. Come believing this morning to receive, because before we can even pray, the Bible says we have to believe. Because
right.
if you're praying with no belief, then you're just praying to yourself. And the enemy is taking what you're praying and he's running with it. Amen. So come believing. Set your heart right now today. Set your mind to believe and receive what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is about to do in your life. I want you to know that God can work miracles only in the place when you believe. Believing and trusting in God, having faith. That's what God, those miracles. Amen. Let us pray this morning. Father God, we thank you.
Thank
Lord, we
Father
thank you for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way right now on the line today. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way right now, Father God. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now to receive, hallelujah, all that you have for us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for new mercy and new grace right now. Lord, we want to thank you, Father God, for keeping us all night, all day on yesterday. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, clothing us in our right man, Father God, in our right mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make us an instrument of thy peace, oh God. Whether there is hatred, oh God, let us show love in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whether there is injury,
yes,
calling, oh God, whether there's doubt, faith, oh God, whether there's despair, hope, oh God, whether there's darkness, light, and whether there's sadness, joy, oh God, or in the name of Jesus Christ, oh divine master, birthday, oh God, grant us, oh Lord, that we may not such more seek to be consoled today, that we may be consoled, ask to console in the name of Jesus Christ, to be understood and to understand in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and to be loved as to love. Hallelujah. It is giving that we receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is our pouring that we are pouring. Hallelujah. And it is in the dying that we are born to eternal life, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
Lord, oh God. We pray for this nation right now to be delivered. Hallelujah. And up the hand of the wicked one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let peace be in the Lamb, oh God. Let peace be from nation to nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord,
in the name of
children,
Jesus.
Oh God. And
yes,
they cry even more today in the name of Jesus Christ. Even right now, Father God,
yes,
we come
in
the bread. Let deliverance take place. Let healing take place. Let freedom come in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to believe, oh
hallelujah,
God, let us receive in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I ask right now that you help us with our unbelief and increase our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. More of you and less of ourselves. Lord, we come casting all our cares and burdens down, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come in. Hey, my Lord, my God, we take our peace and we walk in it. We walk in our newness of today. We believe our faith and we receive in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we shout to the mountain. Father God, you are our God and you are our keeper. You are the lift of our head, oh God.
Yes,
you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Hallelujah. You are El Ganai, oh God. You are Jehovah Mekadishim, Jehovah Seeker Jew. My Lord, our God, El Shaddai, we thank you. Move in the mighty way of the life of your children right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for one more time, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, to come boldly to the throne of grace and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We had 1,000 tons of peace. We still can thank you enough. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us, oh God, for our sins, all our iniquities and trespasses and trespasses, oh God. We thank you for washing us through and through that we may be cleansed and be whole, sanctified and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you for everyone that's in service on today, oh
thank
God,
you,
and all who took us the heart to be here. Oh, Father God, we call forth every spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of my family members and lovers, oh God, to come forth and receive all that you have for them to receive, to come to the fountain of life and drink of the water of blessings today in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit of the mind. We come against every spirit of frustration, doubt, and disbelief. We come against every unteachable spirit. We come against every spirit of rebellion, self-righteousness, self-centered, self-doubt, self-delusion. We come against every spirit of pride. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of glory.
Hallelujah.
We come against every spirit, every fighting spirit, fatigue spirit, familiar spirit. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of falsehood and courtney right now. Every lustful spirit, perversion spirit. We come against every spirit of iniquity, infirmity right now. Every spirit of affliction and pain and discomfort, sickness and disease and violence. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we declare the cross of the blood of Jesus Christ
in
the power of his name that we are victorious right now. And we declare the cross victory, victory, victory over everyone today on the line in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are lying.
Yes,
all of you
are
defeated, Paul. You are under our feet. We crush your neck today. We smash all of your instruments right now. All of your plans and the agendas are passed away. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the cut of their destroyed. We uphold every seed that the enemy has planted across destruction, premature death, death of all kinds, sickness, disease, separation, and division right now. We uphold all seeds right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we declare the cut of their destroyed right now. There are no more of our life. We plant seeds of peace. We plant an increase on today. In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
Father.
Thank you.
And Father God, we just want to say
thank
you. We thank you that our prayers are being answered right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to
yes.
God. We bless your mighty name, Father God.
You.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in the life of your children today. And everyone, we ask you to give each of us, oh God, today
yes,
in service.
Lord,
we pray today
for
clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hear your voice according to John 16 and 23. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, for saving us. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. That we are blessed and we can never be cursed. That we are the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath. That we are children of God, born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. We're blessing our going and coming out today. Blessing the city, blessing the field. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, because you have chosen us. You have called us, oh God. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we can decree and declare record-breaking miracles
Lord,
right now and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Hallelujah, of the life of your children, of the life of your children. Bless every home, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus
thank
Christ
you,
of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And the power of the Holy Ghost of the living God and his promises. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Receive it right now. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Shout glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive it in the
receive
name of Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Keep you quiet. Hallelujah. It's the time to open up your mouth. There's power in your mouth. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My Lord, he got in the head. My God, we thank you right now. Move in a mighty way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, more of you and less
thank
of ourselves. Hallelujah. More of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you everything
yes.
else can wait. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank you,
God.
Jesus. Will you open up your mouth and just give God our praise right now? If you trust him, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Will you open up your mouth
hallelujah.
Right now and give God our
glory
praise, glory,
God.
And honor, knowing that we serve a God
thank
that is
you,
able to do it right now, right
yes.
where you are. Hallelujah. God bless
hallelujah.
You. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading from our very own, hallelujah, evangelist Kimberly Redford. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead. Go ahead, our evangelist. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Give it unto God, to the pastors of the Gospel Public Ministries. God bless you. And to everyone that's assembled today and everyone that will listen in, I bring you greetings. Today, and the scripture is going to come from John 13, verse 34 and 35. John
Amen.
13, verse 34 and 35. Okay. All right. And verse 34, I'm reading out of the King James Version. It says, "A new commandment I give unto you,
mm-hmm.
that you love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Verse 35 says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." And as we can see in the world, there's a lot of racism, there's a lot of dissension, there's a lot of hatred, there's a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
But these things are supposed to happen because they're in the world. These things are not supposed to happen in the Christian realm and to the lives of believers. So it's our job as believers and as the kingdom of God to show forth our light of love, because the Bible says love is of God, 1 John 4 and 7. So if we're saying
yeah.
that we love God, we have to love one another. We're commanded, that's a new commandment from Jesus Christ, that we have to love one another. And if you're not loving one another and you're saying that you're a Christian, you must go examine yourself and get it together, because the days are short, as we can see, and it's time to do the things that God expects of us. And I pray that we're able to come together in unity and love one another. And God bless you. God bless you to the reader, the hearer, and the doers of this word. Amen.
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 God bless you. Thank God
Amen.
For you. Amen. Thank you for the scripture today. At this time, you all, we're going to have our 5-minute word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manny. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you all. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone, again. Thank you, Evangelist Redford, for that scripture. Yeah, you definitely walked all over the word that I had for today, but I thank you for tilling up the ground for me. Amen. I'll be right here in the same, right here in the same place. So I know the Holy Ghost is using you, because we're right here in the same place and we're on one accord. All right. I have a word for you today. This word here would come out of the book of John. We'll be over here in John. I read one scripture from John chapter 12. And since Minister Refford already delivered, I may read one more scripture, one or two more scriptures out of John chapter 13. So, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that's in our mouth, every single word that's in our heart and that's in our mind, that is your word and not the words of Satan. Now, we pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody says amen. The word I have for you today is all of those that who are called out of darkness into the light. And every single body that is called out of darkness into the light, you are counted as being the children of light. Amen. And because you are called out of darkness into the light, and you are counted as being children of the light, well, that means that the light is on the inside of you, and you should let your light shine.
Amen.
John chapter 12 and verses 36 says, while you have light, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. So this is Jesus speaking right here. He said, while you have light, he was speaking here to the disciples. And he said, you know, while you have light, he is the light. Jesus Christ, you know, is the light of the world. And he was with them at the time, and he was letting them know that I'm with you right now, but there will be a period of time where I have to leave you for a little while. But that don't mean that you should go back into darkness. That don't mean that you should live any old kind of way. No, he's called you into the light. He has called into the light to be the children of the light. So even though he had to leave them for a little while, you still are the children of the light because the light is in you. Amen.
Amen.
Here. One more scripture I'll give you right here. So because you have been called out of darkness and you have been called into the light, let me let you know that every single time that you turn the light off, darkness shows up and darkness covers every single thing, don't it? Every single time that the light go out, darkness comes in and it covers it and it's there until the light comes back on. But see, when the light comes back on, darkness has to flee.
Amen.
So let me just tell you this right now. To anybody that has been called into the light out of darkness, let your light shine. You shine because it is Jesus Christ is on the inside of you. And because he's on the inside of you, darkness is always going to try to show back up. And it's always going to try to take away the light. And right here, the scripture right here in John chapter 13, in verses 8, John chapter 13 and verses 17, if you know these things, happy are you to do them. Amen. Anybody that realizes that the light is on the inside of them and you have the light that's on the inside and every time darkness shows up and you let your light shine, then that's happy for you, happier days for you, happier thoughts for you, a happier life for you, every single thing that you do, it'll be the happiness of you. Amen. God bless you. And may God keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. Darkness is always working around. Hallelujah. But when light comes, my Lord, let your light so shine before men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. restore you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless. At this time, you all, we have a special guest today, and I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what line he's on. Can you press one? We're going to bring you in. He's going to bless us with a song today. Hallelujah. Worship, hallelujah, faith and worship. Hallelujah. Ministry and song. So we thank God. We want to introduce at this time. Hallelujah. Brother Andre Grufford Jr. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm assuming it's on the
Amen.
Side. Amen. Welcome,
brother.
Go ahead and let God use you.
Thank y'all. I thank y'all for allowing me to be here. I thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning. And I just, in my spirit, I heard y'all saying how God wants all from us, you know. So I think this is a perfect song to minister. So I hope y'all enjoy it. And if y'all know it, join in with me. Here you go.
Let the voice that cries out in the silence, searching for hearts that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all day. Bow down. Let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And as the God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your eyes now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all now. You want it all today. No.
Today, not tomorrow.
Amen.
Today.
Bless my heart.
Give it all
hallelujah.
Today. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. He wants it all today, you all. He wants it all today.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Of you. All of you. Will you give it all over to God today?
Lord.
That song blessed me. I hope it blessed you all. God thank
oh,
you,
Lord.
Brother. Andre Welford Jr. God bless you. He wants it all today.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to have our song selection, you all. Then we'll be back for the message. Stay right there. Let it move on you. Let the word, hallelujah, minister to your mind. He wants it all today. Give it all. Give it all of you, not some of you, all.
Amen.
Are you willing to give it all today? Amen.
The song just simply says,
amen.
If he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. So we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the Lord doesn't do anything else for me, he has already done enough. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are enough and you have already done enough. Because you had already given yourself for me, Father God, you have already done enough right there. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
love
me when I couldn't even know how to love myself. Not only did you love me, Father God, you showed me how to love others. If the Lord has not done any to do anything else for you, he has already done enough. That's a reason to give God praise right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Well, everyone, it's time for the message part of Sunday service here that will be given to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, this highly anointed woman of God, you know, she allowed God to use her like I've never, ever seen before. And most of you, you know, not her, but she allowed the Holy Spirit to move in her. So we thank God for our pastor, Pastor Prophet Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Stand to your feet and give God great praise right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For you. Hallelujah, if you're trusting God to do it again, I just thank him right now. Hallelujah, don't let nothing stop you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Open up your mouth today and giving God our praise. Know that God kept you. Know that God changed you. Know that God got you out. Hallelujah. Know that God did it. Hallelujah. If you don't do anything else, he's done enough already. Hallelujah. So thank you, God, today. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Smoke your feet. Glory to God. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you know anything, hallelujah, about the God that we serve, you know that God is able. If you know anything about the God that we serve, you know that God is a just God. If you know anything about the God that we serve, that you know that God can do it right where you are. Hallelujah. If you know the God you serve, you know that he can heal you. When the doctor said there is no way, there is no how. Hallelujah. If you know the God that we serve, that God can turn everything around just like that if you believe. Hallelujah. Just give him praise today, for he's worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor, all admiration. Hallelujah. Exalt his name with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My Lord, my God. Ooh, we thank God today, you all. I'm so excited, as you can tell, about being here again. We had an opportunity to go visit our people out in Shreveport, Louisiana. We were there on Friday and Saturday. I just thank God, hallelujah, to be amongst family. Hallelujah. We had a great time. So I'm excited to see everybody here in service on today, especially Jordan. Hallelujah. Sister Jordan Adams, we thank God for you, sister. We thank God for you. Brother Andre, hallelujah. Junior, hallelujah. And his father, senior, and his sister, Shakuria. We thank God for the rest of the family. Hallelujah. With God is doing in that family. Oh, the ministry is being birthed in that family alone. Hallelujah. I see it already. Let me get back on track here. Amen. I'm just so excited. I was so blessed by the song that Brother Andre Jr. sung. Hallelujah. Me and my husband were talking about, like, oh, Jesus, he has a calling on his life. Just thank God he used you. Hallelujah. God is looking for someone today that will give it all. Give all of you. Hallelujah. Will you be the one? Father God, we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me right now in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I give glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Take charge and lead this here sermon today, Father God. All of you and none of me, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father God, right now for our daily bread. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every moment I ask right now that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And every time we ask you to cover each of us right now, sir, with your glory and your presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Lord, I got to get up. Thank God for everyone that's here in service. Like my husband said, you could be somewhere else, but you chose to come and be here with us today. So we thank God for you. We love you. We are a church, and you know, we're a church that's built on love. Our foundation is built on love, and we're here to love you right where you are, right where you are. You know, we're not trying to judge you, but we're here to love on you and allow God to change you, allow God to work those things out of you and that's not of him, to work those things that are of God in you. Hallelujah. So come today, believe and to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and may your life not be the same. So when you get off this call, that you will receive the change, because it is available today here in service. By your belief you shall receive, by faith you shall receive. Walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that God is with you. And if God be with you, who? If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. And believing that today you are, the message is, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. Amen. God has a plan for your life, my life, your life, the life of your children. Hallelujah. We're going to start in the book of Amos, you all. Amos chapter 7, verse 14 through 15. Let me know if you hear me, if I'm clear, you all. Let me know if you can hear me clearly. Amen. Just want somebody, let me know that you can hear me clearly. Pastor, can you hear me clearly? Okay, I can't hear anything. Can somebody press one?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, because I couldn't hear you. So I was like, okay, is the line okay? Because sometimes
right.
These lines, they get crossed and it'll drop calls. So I want to make sure that you all can hear me clearly. And I'm still working on slowing down you all and being clear so you all can hear me over these airwaves. Amen. So please work with me here as I am working on. They all got to work on me so I can slow down so everybody can receive. Amen. But I do get excited. Amen. We thank God for you one more time here. We're coming up the book, you all, of Amos. We're going to start in the book of Amos. And the message is, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan. A lot of us go, I don't know what my purpose is. And, you know, what is God calling me to do? But God has a plan for your life. The Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 14 through 15, you all, the Bible says, then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was not a prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and the tender of the sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, I'm sorry, we get background noise. I don't know what that is, but hold on, you all. Let me see what's going on. Okay. I was getting a lot of background there. I don't know what that was. But you all, yeah, so here in the Bible here, so we're talking about here, God has a plan for your life. See, without any special preparation, education, or upbringing, Amos obeyed God's call to go prophesy to my people. So here you can see that God had a plan for his life. Though he was not positioned the world the way the world said he would be, the way the world was saying he should be, but again, he said here in the Bible, I was not a prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but God called him. Hallelujah. And when God called, he went as God called him. But I want you to understand that there is a God has a plan for your life. Obedience is the test of a faithful servant of God. Are you obeying God's call for your life? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a plan for your life. I want you to understand this, you all. If you just walk with me here for a moment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, understand that God has a plan for your life. I don't care how old you are right now or how young you are. There is a plan that was formed way before you were even born. God had a plan for you, hallelujah, to prosper you, to give you a hope in the future. But I want you to understand, how do you walk in that calling? Don't allow the world to, hallelujah, we get some background here. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and understand that we all understand right now that you have a plan for our life. I want you to look at this for a moment, understanding your purpose. What is your purpose? Do you understand what your purpose is? That is a question of many of us. Does God really have a plan for my life? That is a question that we sometimes ask ourselves. We all ask these questions, and sadly, many people stumble along just with what's happening, and I'm going to ask that answer. What is going on? What is my purpose? What is the plan for my life? But the Christian life doesn't have to be like that, a walk in the dark, you all. As Pastor said, come into the light, you all. We can know that we are in the center of God's will for our lives. We can know that we are walking in our purpose, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. What I want you to do, you all, is to understand this. Even as an artist, you all, as an artist, as he does his work and acknowledge that before a masterpiece is ever crafted, it exists in the mind of its creator. So before a brush strokes the canvas, before a chisel touches the stone, you are, before the clay is placed on the potter's wheel, before the artist has anything tangible to display, his first and foremost, he has a dream. And in the artist's mind, he already sees sees what he will create before it exists in the physical world. So when the artist, we all know of Michelangelo, y'all, he looked at a block of coal, a coal marble. He saw something others didn't see. He saw a 17-foot-tall sculpture that today is known as the world over as David. So Michelangelo saw a masterpiece trapped in that stall, and he worked diligently to set it free. See, some of us have to be set free, that plan that God has with, but you got to see it. Some of us are still dreaming, but now it's time to walk in your the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So as God is much the same way you are, he is the master artist. While there was still nothing, he saw in his eternal mind every detail of creation down to the smallest particle. And when it came time to craft mankind, the signature of his creation, he fashioned you all, Adam, with his own hands and breathed into him with his own mouth. And he still does it today, you all. So God continues to fashion mankind with his own hands. I want you to understand there's a plan for your life, and God has a plan for you. The Bible says in Psalm 139 and 13 says that for you are formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. Think about that for a minute, you all. The master of the universe, the eternal, immortal, invisible, all-wise God made you with his own hands. So I want you to know if he made you, he got a plan for your life. Amen. But before he began to weave you together in your mother's womb, he saw you in his eternal mind, down to the smallest detail. And before you were ever born, he had a dream for your life. Hallelujah. Perhaps he was weaving you together in your mother's womb. He said, I'm going to make this boy or girl into a mighty man or woman of fearless courage. Oh, I'm going to make this little girl into a mighty prophetess to her generation, whatever his dream for your life may be. One thing is for sure, everybody, his will for your life is beyond what you could ever ask or think of. It may seem painfully obvious, y'all, but to hear from God about your purpose today, you must first believe that you do indeed have a purpose. Yes, sadly, hallelujah, in classrooms around the world, teachers are indoctrinating impressionable students with the notion that they are an accident, the result of millions of years of random abnormalities and luckily their deformities, or that they would do with their lives is just a matter of purpose, and there is no divine designer who created them. But the Bible tells us that God designed us with a purpose in mind. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 139:14 says, we have been made with fear and wonder. It is only in recent years with advancing science, you all, that we are beginning to understand just how true those words are. Your body is a mind-blowing feature of engineering and unbelievably complex design. Consider this, you all, today. Your body uses more than 200 muscles just to take a single step. I want you to know that God who designed you has a plan and a purpose for your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when we look at Mary, hallelujah, the story of Mary, you all, hallelujah, she was a poor, hallelujah, she was a virgin, she was young, and she was a poor, her little girl at the time when God called her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, amen, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, honored favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and consider what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I want you to know today that God has a plan for you right where you are. And the Bible says, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Hallelujah. And you shall call his name Jesus. My Lord, my God. I want you to know that God has a plan for your life. See, here in the Bible, Gabriel prayed not only to Zacharias and to Mary, but also to the prophet Daniel more than 500 years earlier. Each time Gabriel prayed, he brought important messages from God. See, I want you to know today as a message of God that God has a plan for your life, like the head of Mary, Jesus' mother. My God, my God. What we know that Mary was a young poor female with all characteristics to a people of her day would make her seem unusual by God for any major test, but God chose Mary for one of the most important acts of obedience he has ever demanded of anyone. You may feel that your ability and spiritual education makes you unlikely, unlikely candidate for God's purpose. God's limit, God's choice, he can use you if you trust him. I want you to know today that God Amen. God can use you. I want you to know that God can use you too. See, so many people have allowed the devil to use him. I want you to know that
yes,
God
Lord.
Has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he wants to use you today. But I want you to know also the devil has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he wants to use you today. You got to choose today, or you're going to let God use
Amen.
You, or you're going to walk in your purpose today. You got to call it on your life. My Lord, my God.
Thank you,
God
Lord.
God has a plan for your life. God has a plan.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For your life. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand today.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. God has a plan for your life. It don't matter what you used to do. It don't matter what you're going to do. Hallelujah. But all that matters is you know that God has a plan and you have a choice today. Will you let God's will be done?
Amen.
And he will reveal his plan to you. Will you trust him? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I want you to understand you were made on purpose for a purpose, because God has a plan for your life. No one who has ever been created in that is an accident. I want you to understand that a fluke of nature that happens by the hallelujah, of the union of man and a woman, or the result of millions of years of unguided mishap. Every person who has ever been born is a unique creation and an intentional work of art crafted by the hand of the master artist. Hallelujah. Our heavenly Father, hallelujah. God Almighty, Yeshua,
hallelujah.
God called Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, hallelujah, and before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nation, hallelujah, my God, God goes in you, hallelujah, and crafted a destiny for Jeremiah the prophet, even before his birth. I want you to know some of us have already been crafted, hallelujah, prepared in the womb for what God is calling you to do in this earth, in the name of Jesus Christ. But when you answer your calling today, you know that God has a plan for your life. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit and called to be the forerunner of Jesus even before he was born, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Samson was called to be a great deliverer before he was conceived in his mother's womb. Isaiah 46 and 10 says that God declared the end from the beginning and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done. Romans 4 and 17 says that God raises the dead and calls those things that do not exist as though they do. Hallelujah. Psalms 149:15-16 says, you know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, of how I was sculpted from nothing into something, like an open book. You watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life were prepared before. And I even lived one day, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, God called Jeremiah a prophet before he was born. God called John a forerunner before he was born. God called Samson a deliverer before he was born. And he called Gideon a mighty man of fearless courage, even though he was trembling in the wild presence, when he found him, had him there, in the name of Jesus Christ. God saw inside of Gideon the potential he had created in him before he was born. While Gideon was still in his mother's womb, God called him a mighty man of power, and God never gave up on that dream of Gideon's life. Before you were born, hallelujah, before you were born, hallelujah, I want you to know that God has a plan for your life. Before you were ever born, before God began to fashion you and form you, before he began to meet you together in your mother's womb, he had a dream for you and a plan for your life. He had a holy calling for you to fulfill in this earth today, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, Paul told Timothy that it was God who had changed us and called us with a holy calling, not by our own work, but by his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, Gideon was full of imperfections, you all. He was not esteemed highly in the eyes of other people. Hallelujah. And he was a downright loser in his eyes, in his own eyes. He can see himself beyond what he was going through and dealing with. But God looked at Gideon just as Michelangelo looked at the rejected piece of marble, you all. In Gideon, God could see beauty where everyone else saw only defects. My Lord, my God, have you looked at yourself like that today? But I want you to know today that God has a plan for your life. Even if you've been off
Lord.
Everyone else, even if you think your life is too flawed to ever be something beautiful, oh God, our God is the master artist, you are. He sees a masterpiece in the work of your life, and he wants to set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you be set free today? Will you believe that God can do it? Will you believe that God has a plan? you. He sees inside of you the potential he takes within you, and he is always calling to the potential as he calls Lazarus out of the grave. Come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants to take your life from the junkyard of the devil and turn into a masterpiece, a trophy of his amazing grace and mercy. My Lord, my God, if you have got today, I want you to know, if you want to hear from God about your purpose, it's the beginnings with believing you are. I'm saying again, it begins with you believing that he has a purpose for you. It's amazing to think that even after the angel, hallelujah, of the Lord had appeared to Gideon,
hallelujah,
and told him plainly about God's goodwill for him, Gideon was slow to believe it. When we look in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 13 through 15, it talks about him. But Gideon said to him, please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then where has all this happened to us? And where are all his wondrous works, which our fathers told us about when they said, do not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian. The Lord turned to him and said, go in this strength of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you as a person? But Gideon said to him, please, Lord, how am I to rescue Israel? Behold, my family is the least, the most insignificant in the Ramesses, and I am the youngest, the smallest of my father's house. But just as Gideon did here, many people struggle with feeling of the inferiority. They may have been abused or rejected as a result of having low self-esteem or little self-worth. I want you to know today, hallelujah, God has a plan and a purpose on your life. See, they may say to themselves, or you may say to yourself, but I do not come from a wealthy family. I do not have a good education. I'm not smart enough. I was abused. I did not have any talents or abilities. I could never succeed. But when Gideon looked in the mirror, you all, all he could see were disadvantages and shortcomings. He doubted that he was capable of greatness and was not convinced that the Lord had picked the right man for the job. But the Lord knew exactly what Gideon needed to hear, and he spoke words that went right to the heart of Gideon's inadequacy. The Lord answered him in the book of John 6 and 16, he said, I will certainly be with you. See, these must be the most conforming, comforting words of God. The words from God comforting him. Words in the entire word that you can receive. Know that God says, I am certainly with you today. To know that God is with you and that he is for you. This is the ultimate, hallelujah, assurance, hallelujah. These were the words of Gideon that Gideon needed to hear. And these are also the words that you need to hear deep within your spirit as you begin the striving of discerning God's will for your
Lord.
Life. Jesus knew you would need to hear them. And this is why he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And again, he said it in Matthew 28 and 20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In Romans 8, 31 through 32 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know that God
hallelujah.
Has a plan for your life. The Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against you? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for all of us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all these things? God is for you and not against you. Understand that. Do you need evidence? Is the question today. The scripture says, God points to us to cross as the ultimate proof of God's goodwill to us. If God was willing to give his only begotten son, how much more can we trust that he will gladly and generously give us anything and everything we need, you all? That is the question, hallelujah, you got to ask yourself today.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a failure? Does the past hurt you and define you? Do you have difficult times believing God is on your side and has your best interest in mind? It's time for you to get a revelation today of the goodness of the Lord our God that we serve. He is not looking for perfect people, and he is not intimidated by your past. He desires to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the gold of praise of the Spirit of heaven, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord our God, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You didn't hear the message today. I want you to hear one more time. God has a plan for your life. Paul wrote about the same truth in Romans 8:28 when he said, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. For those who are called according to his purpose.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know there's a purpose and a plan for your life, brother. There's a purpose and a plan for for your life, sister. We understand this reality. It becomes part of the fabric of who we are. Then we will begin to view every circumstance, both positive and negative, as a situation God can put to work for our good and the furtherance of his purposes. Hallelujah. Salvation, atonement, forgiveness, justification, regeneration, redemption, reconciliation. These are our words used to describe what God desires to do in our lives today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Turning ashes into beauty is not an auxiliary benefit of the Christian experience. It is the heart of the gospel, and it is God's will for your life. Again, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, you all, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Does God have a plan for your life?
Yes,
does
Lord.
God have a plan for your life? The answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. But it's even better than that, you all. Not only does God have a plan, but he also has a good plan that is exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or imagine.
Yes.
And with that confidence, y'all, we can begin our journey looking to Jesus today, the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Know that God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. The doors of the church are open at this time. Will there be one today?
Yes, we might have one. There might be one that's ready to accept the calling that's on their life, that have already realized that God has a plan for their life and want to give your life over to Christ today. That might be you. Will you come? Will you come today? Press one. Press one. And we'll help you to pray that prayer of salvation. It's for your life.
Yes,
that is the plan for your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's plan for your life is to be saved. Everyone to be saved and for no one to perish. There might be one.
Cool.
There may be even one that needs prayer on today. Maybe something that's vexing your spirit, something that's been heavy on your heart. Maybe there's some type of sickness that have showed up illegally and is in your body, and you need us to pray with you. Just press one. Let us pray for you. Let us pray with you. Let's come into agreement with you. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. You don't have a church home, you're looking for a church home. Maybe it's one that's looking to join the church today. Allow me and Pastor Tawanika to be your pastor. We would love to. We're just going to love on you like you never, ever have seen before. Just press one.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's maybe even one that has a testimony.
Yes,
you want to
Lord.
Decree and declare how good God has been to you. Just press one. Let us hear your testimony.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we do have Evangelist Arvina. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I press one to join the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to God.
The angels in heaven, our Father
glory
rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
hallelujah.
Welcome,
let me bring
the
minister
Heffron
on the line as well. Amen. Let me open the line up so we can welcome her here and welcome you into the Gospel Public Ministry. Go ahead, Evangelist. Go ahead and welcome our sister here.
Yes. Hallelujah. All right, then. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
What a wonderful, what a wonderful Sunday. My heart has been so blessed. You know, I've heard everything from being blessed with song, and God have increased us, you know, right here in praise. And then here it is, we have Minister Dougley, Evangelist Dougley, that joined us Now today, you know, God bless you. May God keep you. And we welcome you in to the Gospel Public Ministry. No, this is not our ministry, but it's God's ministry. And I know you're ready to go to work because God has some work for you. And with you and I, Pastor Talanika, and Minister Refford, Evangelist Refford, you know, I'm ready. Thank God. We'll be giving you a call here. Amen. We'll be giving you a call here after service here, and we are officially welcome you in here, but welcome here to the Gospel Public Ministry. We love you. God loves you.
We love you. We thank God for you.
Amen.
I do want to give you this, Father God. We thank you for your daughters. We lift up right in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Romans 9:25, remember the prophecy God gave in Hosea to those who were rejected and not my people, I will say to them, you are mine. And to those who were unloved, I will say, you are my darling. So we welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministry. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Welcome. And as Pastor said, we'll be giving you a call to officially welcome you and get all your information. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
We rejoice right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As God continue to add
Hallelujah.
To the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's
I think
right.
We have Sister Mackey that wants you. I don't know if you want to give a testimony, but let me open up the line to make sure. Sister Mackey, are you there?
I'm here. I just want a prayer. Continue praying for me. That I stay on the right track. I've been on the right track, but I just want prayer daily so I can stay on the right track.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for... Go ahead.
And keep Satan out of my life because I don't like him.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your daughter. Your daughter, she come, Lord God. Oh, my God, not ever more, Father God, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name as we lift her right now, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you would keep her, Lord God, that you would be her strength in those times when she feels weak, Lord God, that she's being taken over, Lord God, that you would be her strength, Lord God, that you would make a way out of no way when it seems to be no way.
Yes,
the Bible says that the enemy, they would come in one way, but God, that they would flee in seven different directions. So we decree and declare it over your life today. Hallelujah, God, will lift up the standard when the enemy comes. Come in like a friend. So Lord, we ask that you purify, sanctify our mind and thoughts, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep in perfect peace. And we come against every prophet and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cut them down right now. They walk over you, or they're trying to operate in your life right now.
Hallelujah.
We right now, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare
the
blood
of
Jesus Christ and the power of his name, that you are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we just want to say thank you, God. We're going to receive more of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that she now daily to the curse of God, that you will strengthen her spirit, man, Father God, to overcome that that's in the world. Oh, Father God, we ask you to increase even ever more in her in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill this temple of yours
Hallelujah.
With as much kind of glory as possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's your name,
Sherry. Yeah, in the mighty name of
Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus
thank
Christ
you,
over you right now, over your home, over your finances, over that you do, all that you love and concerned about. We cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. Hallelujah. This is your inheritance. Hallelujah. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray to God, be the glory, and we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We welcome you back. It is good to hear you back on the phone, Sister Mackey, back in church with us. We thank God for you. We've been waiting to hear your voice again. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. God loves you more.
Amen.
Thank you, Aunt Sharon. Thank you. God bless you. I love when people are just transparent, you all. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet. You know, let us come into agreement with you. That's power in agreement. That's one of the tools that we use to defeat the devil, is that we come into agreement together, and we come in, hallelujah, and that's what the enemy is trying to do together. We put them down. We put them to death. We put them on our feet. So don't let the enemy don't let the enemy shut you up, amen, because what he wants you to do,
amen.
Hallelujah, God bless you. He wants you to feel shamed and guilty, but no. When we fall down, we get back up to King. We get back in position. Amen. And that is my prayer for divine position
Amen.
For everybody. Life, so God can work miracles. Hallelujah. When you're in the right position, so God can do it. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. At this time, I believe we're going to have our tithe and offering. Let Pastor want to say something. Pastor, there's something else.
No, I think we have.
I'm sorry. Is there anyone else today? Press one. If you press one already, again, I'm not sure, because it'll show me only one time if you pressed it for me. But if you have my number, text me and say, you know, bring me in, because I can't tell if you previously pressed one, then it just shows you're open, but I don't know if you're wanting to come in. So if you want to, if there's one out there that has a testimony, or you're looking for a church home, like Pastor said, if you want to rededicate your life to Christ, hello, you want us to pray with you and for you, press one. We'll be glad to do so at this time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It will give you all a minute here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, all right. Lord Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. It's good to see Sister Brittany Caddy on the line. God bless you and your home and your family. May God continue to bless and keep you in a mighty way. Amen. She's raised from New Jersey. New Jersey, and our brother Lauren on the line, maybe from Chicago. Amen. And Sister Connie's son. So we, God bless you, brother, and your family. Amen. I pray for God to open up doors that no man can close. Doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of great opportunities, God, doors of good relationships. Hallelujah. I pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. I pray for fresh revelation, all fresh strength today for all that's in service. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive it. Hallelujah. By faith, receive it. It is yours. Your name is on it. Hallelujah. You are the rightful owner to it. God has given it to you. So receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God keep you at this time, you all. We're going to have our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering at this time, amen. We're going to pray over our tithes and offering. You can send those over today to Cash App Pastor Chantel, capital P-A-S-T-O-R, and then uppercase S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. We'll be adding Zeal here soon. People are saying, oh, get Zeal. And if you want to send by way your tithes another way, just give us a call at 346-719-3349. Let us pray over our tithes and offering today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and that we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers and we pray our tithes, that we will prosper and we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, even as our soul prospers.
Yes,
Heavenly Father,
it
says in your word in Malachi 3 and that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask in Jesus' name to rebuke the devourer right now for all of us because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so that he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine that casts its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching or from coming near any of our family members and loved ones, hallelujah, our finances, fruits and grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, to keep our families, oh God, every member of the gospel public ministry and their families as well, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds. Bless us with your seven blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, to fulfill us, oh God, the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe. According to John 16:23, Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving offering, and we receive the blessings right now by faith. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our announcements from our very own Sister Cat Dewey. Go ahead, Sister Dewey.
Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
God, who's ahead of my life, pastors, members, and friends. First announcement for today. On Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer. And on Tuesday, we don't have Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m., and then Thursday, we have midweek service, and then Sunday, we have our regular Sunday service at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Amen. Especially this, the shout. We had that Monday through Thursday at noon. And then restoration service second Tuesday at 10 a.m. And we're on our global prayer fasting for 40 days. We start January 1st through February the 9th at 6 a.m. on the prayer line number. Huh? Prayer line number 732-434-2510, and the church line is 845-277-9213.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
God
you.
Bless
thank you.
You,
Sister Emma, for the announcement. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
Amen. You all, we have Mother Sister Dillis and Mother Dillis, my mom. We have our intercessory prayer. So at 6 a.m. on Monday, but it flows in together with the 40 days because we're in position. 40 days. We started on January 1st. We're in on February 9th with the added 4 days for those that started on that Monday that came in. God bless you. And this Tuesday, which is the 12th, I believe, is our first. Our first session of restoration service is at 10 a.m. It's once a month on second Tuesday, you all. And you just call. I believe the number is 845-277-9213. You call in, and we'll start that on this Tuesday. So be a part of it. I believe this Tuesday we're dealing with, I believe it's unforgiveness and how to overcome that. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. God bless. God keep everyone, you all. We got to release the blessings right now. I'm just so excited. I act like I don't want to get out of service, but I want to let you all go. God bless everyone that's here in service. I got to release the pastor's blessing, then Pastor Man will give the benediction. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be the all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people all around you every day of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth and know that God has a plan for your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank everyone for being a part of Sunday service this afternoon. We thank everyone for your prayers, everyone for your testimony. You know, every single one that have found us, you know, the Gospel Public Ministry as being on the place where you made a decision to be a part of. You know, God, he promised us, you know, over here in Acts that he will add to the church daily. I think it said over in Acts chapter 2, it says, praising God and having favor with all people, and God added to the church daily. So we thank God for keeping his promise. You know, may God bless you and may he keep you. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Pastor Nye,
amen.
We love you. God loves you more. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice. it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.